Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is an author and performance storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this one is from Elizabeth Pizzarello.
Hurricanes are a reality when you're living in South Florida. The first hurricane I ever encountered was in 1992, Hurricane Andrew. Hurricane Andrew had hit Hillsborough Beach approximately 2 weeks after I arrived, and I had come to Hillsborough to start a brand new job from New Jersey. And what a storm it was, like nothing I had ever seen. Between the howling winds at over 100 miles an hour, the rain just coming down like sheets, and the damage done left afterwards, it was more than I ever could have imagined. And that was my first hurricane experience. When Hurricane Francis came 12 years later, I had the experience dealing with the hurricanes. What I didn't have was my vision. I had gone blind and had lost my sight slowly, approximately 10 plus years before the storm. So at that point, I was only able to see shades of gray with no definition. What made matters worse, when Francis was coming to town, and I had heard Francis was coming, and that was 12 years later after Andrew, I was going to be all by myself. My husband was on a business trip on the West Coast in California. We did not have anything prepared because when my husband left, we hadn't really heard of really any major warnings about this, that Francis being a problem. So he was not going to be back before the hurricane. I had friends that were in the area, but I didn't ask them to come and stay with me because I didn't think that storm was going to evolve into what it had become. So I was going to have to manage this storm all by myself. When the Hurricane Francis first started rolling in, I could hear the debris hitting the house, flying by, hitting it. And it started really getting me a little frightened. My fear really gained momentum when I felt the walls of our house vibrating as the wind gained speed. I was so freaked out, I figured I had to at least go someplace safe. So I decided to go into a closet with my old dog, Labrador Retriever, my white cane, and a metal bowl on my head. And that's where we stayed. During that storm that night, I heard the worst metal creaking sound that I had ever heard. And that sound kept increasing until I heard this boom, followed by an explosion of glass. I really want to know what was going on outside that door, but I was figuring that since the storm was at full momentum, it wasn't really wise for me to do that, and I had to just wait. And that's what I did. The next day, with my cane, I went out to explore into the main part of the house, and I instantly knew things were off. The cane hit drywall, which I knew was drywall. I could feel the sheets on the ground. And I remember looking up at the ceiling to try to kind of figure what was going on and seeing the dark areas against the light, feeling rain coming out of them. So I knew that my roof had been damaged. I kept walking around a little bit further and I found these little pebbles and I kept thinking, what are these pebbles under my feet? Didn't even walk a couple more steps and I found a big gaping hole in my house where a sliding glass door had been. The slider was totally gone. I couldn't figure out where was it. I kept exploring to find the twisted metal at the front door. The slider had blown from the back of the house, through the house, and was now on the front door. For me, that was more than my brain could wrap around it because I was blind and I knew that there had to be a lot more to this damage that, because I couldn't even see it, I knew there had to be a lot more to it. So I decided to go back to the closet, the safety of the closet, and kind of figure things out. Well, that night was one of my worst nightmares came to be. That night, I heard, instead of the wind kind of dying, I heard things in my house being moved around, and I heard footsteps in the water. At first, I thought, well, it could be my husband returning from his trip. But if it was him, I thought, he would at least called out my name. But instead, I kept hearing things moving around. So I thought to myself, well, it has to be a looter because somebody else was in the house. As I ran, as I heard it, I had only two options. One was to run, which was totally not safe without seeing and the debris outside. Or two was to surprise them or surprise this individual, act crazy, and hopefully they would run. And that's what I did. I jumped out of the closet with a metal bowl on my head, screaming, I am an expert in karate. I can kill you with my hands. You better leave now. You leave now. And I started screaming and jumping around and moving. Well, during that, apparently that individual got freaked out and left. I was so glad that he did. I went back to the closet shaking. I thought to myself, you know, I never even considered that if this looter had had a gun, bang, bang, your karate girl with a metal, a bowl on her head would have been gone. I have to say the one great thing about this was that I learned something about myself. And that was that my blindness during that whole episode didn't define me. My bravery did.
Elizabeth Picciarello with a very unique hurricane story.
It sure is, Michael. And I wish I could say that it had never happened because it must have been terrifying. I wish I could say it was fiction, like a movie it reminded me of. But can you imagine going through this? I mean, it's a fantastic story.
I can't. Not only can I not imagine going through that, I have a hard time even imagining being blind.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. And I will tell you that Elizabeth's book called Eclipsed explains how she came out of that a little bit and is not totally blind anymore, which is a whole other story that she didn't tell us. But this story reminds me of a movie with Audrey Hepburn called Wait Until Dark. Audrey Hepburn and Alan Arkin, and that's what I was thinking of when she was telling the story. And as far as I know, that's totally fictional. And this woman foils a murderer, thief and murderer in her apartment because she uses her intelligence rather than her sight. This could have been a movie.
What it reminded me of was that one time a wild dog was kind of attacking me. And as it was running toward me, I act like a crazy person. Instead of running away, I yelled at the dog, and the dog ran the other way. There was a point where Elizabeth, with that metal thing on her head, acted like a crazy person, and it
yes,
worked.
Exactly. And speaking of dogs, there are so many little details in here, like the old Labrador retriever in the closet. I mean, you'd expect the dog to save her. You know, there are so many things that might have happened. And, you know, were her friends around? Was the dog going to help her? No, she took care of it herself. And probably like you, she didn't even think. It was just instinct. And it's pretty amazing that somebody's instinct would be jumping out of the closet with a bowl on her head, screaming and saying you're an expert in karate. And it's details like this that just make the story come alive.
I am so glad that she had the sense of going to that closet for safety, because not only did it save her during the hurricane, but it offered her security after the hurricane.
Exactly right. And the details that she uses when she was in that closet, you can still imagine that it was scary. The boom, the explosion, you know, there were so many things that must have been running through her head while she was in that closet. And then I love the image of her coming out. She can see a tiny, tiny bit, shades of gray, she says at this point. And she saw that the roof was damaged when she came out, you know, because presumably it was very dark in that closet. And then she comes out and she can see the contrast of the dark against light. And she can feel the pebbles under her feet, and which turned out to be the glass. And all I could think was how your other senses become so much more intense when you lose one. And the fact that hurricane season is upon us, this woman, who we would imagine was extremely vulnerable, this woman who had not prepped, her husband went out of town, her friends figured she was all right, there were no big warnings, she managed to save herself. I hope nobody thinks, oh, I'll be fine. If a blind woman can be fine, I'll be, you know, still we should prep.
To top it off, it's interesting how she surprised herself, how she acted.
It is a story that has sound, that has feeling under your feet, but also has emotional feeling. That surprise that she didn't know that she could do that, and that fear. I mean, there's just so much to this story.
If those looters were a little bit more assertive, I suppose, I think the story could have ended completely differently.
The story could have ended tragically, at least with things being stolen. I would just love to have heard her husband's reaction when he came home and realized that she took care of all of this herself. I don't think as a sighted person, I would have been able to do that. And that is what's so magical about this story. There are people with disabilities who can't take care of themselves, when actually we need to realize that, yes, we are responsible for others, anybody, but by the same token, people have other abilities that we may not be aware of. And I hate to give a moral to a story, you know how I hate that, but oh my goodness, this story, it makes me want to read her book, Eclipsed, My Journey into Blindness and the Miraculous Surgery That Restored My Sight Decades Later, that came out in 2023.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand there's a storytelling jam coming up.
A slam. There is
slam.
A storytelling slam, but it will be jam-packed with great stories. This is Sunday, July 20th, 3 to 4:30 at the Boca Raton Public Library. It is free of charge. Anybody can tell a 5 to 7 minute story from their lives. And for more information, email me at cneil@fau.edu. That's cneil@fau.edu.
Well, thank you for bringing that story in, Karen. Dr. Karen Neal is an author and performance storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller is heard monthly on WLRN. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.